So this story caught the attention of a lot of people on Twitter. Valerie, traveling over the holidays, put an AirTag in her luggage. And the whole time the airline was telling her, we have it in our possession, don't worry about it. And she tracked it going through a McDonald's drive-thru. I think there's a couple of reasons for that. But Valerie, thanks for jumping on the Lisa Dent Show. We appreciate it. What town do you live in?
Hi, I'm happy to be here. And I live in Washington, D.C.
So you were traveling from where to where over the holidays?
I was coming back from a vacation abroad, and I flew through Chicago as my connection to D.C., and I think my luggage didn't make it out of Chicago with me. It's a Southwest hub, and I know there was some chaos going on there.
Yeah. So was it Southwest? Was it United? What airline?
Oh, I was flying United.
Okay. Valerie Sabala. Do I have that name right, Sabala?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, no. We've all got those and we love them. So you were smart enough to put an AirTag in your luggage. That's a good $25 investment. Have you always done that?
This is my first time. It's my first time going abroad in a couple years since before COVID. I'm not sure they were even an option back then, but now they are. And I've heard of them and I thought I'd give it a shot.
So what happened? All of a sudden walk us through what happened.
Yeah, it's what you said. I got back. My luggage was going to be sent the next day, was going to arrive from Chicago later. And at first, I thought nothing of it. United said they'd deliver it. But because I had the AirTag in, I was tracking it through my iPhone. And I noticed that it started to act strangely after coming back to D.C. It stopped, went to a shopping complex, and then it seemed to settle into a home base last weekend at this apartment. A residential apartment near me here in D.C., and it would just make trips out of the apartment to go, as you mentioned, to McDonald's and to some shopping centers and then right back this apartment complex. And I knew something was wrong because that is not, it wasn't being delivered. And it
Oh, I'd lose my mind. I would lose my mind if I was tracking my luggage and I'm like, now the luggage is at a shopping center. Now it's at McDonald's. In the whole time, what did United tell you? Because I would imagine you were sharing this information with them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was 2 to 4 hour wait each time through their app to talk with someone. And they were telling me it'll be delivered. Don't worry. It's in a distribution center. It's, just relax and wait. And eventually, right before I went to Twitter, the agent told me to calm down, which I know a lot of people on Twitter took issue with. Because, I mean, I had been texting this agent or messaging them in the app as I found discarded empty luggage out behind the dumpster of this apartment complex and got really worried that there was theft involved and that my bag might have met the same fate. But when that United rep told me to calm down, it'll be delivered, we have it safe. I just knew that no help was coming from United. I needed a different strategy.
Valerie Sabala is a United passenger. I'm telling you what, you tracked it down. You actually went to find your luggage because that's the picture that captured my attention that I saw on Twitter that you took a picture of people's luggage sitting outside of an apartment building that appeared to have, that was stunning. So the United rep tells you to calm down. I think that's a form of gaslighting, actually, when they're the ones that lost your luggage. And is it that the luggage went from McDonald's and the shopping center and the apartment building? Could that have been a delivery driver, a third party that they hired to deliver the luggage?
Right. Well, United uses a company here in the D.C. area, at least, called Couriers United LLC. The thing is, that same company handles dozens of airlines' luggage, so this could have happened on a different airline as well, although hopefully maybe their support personnel would have handled it better. United certainly bears some responsibility. But, I think, based on what I know, that it was the delivery driver and that maybe they were up to no good. And I don't believe I would have gotten my bag back ever had I not gotten so much attention and kind of made things a little too hot for them.
You certainly did, because people picked up on that on social media and they were all on your side. A few trying to explain that maybe the delivery driver had it in their trunk, but it just seems like
he
if
did.
That's your job, you shouldn't take someone's luggage home for the night.
No, I don't think that's proper protocol. And, you know, the thing about this that I think people who weren't there don't know is he also lied to me when he dropped it, when he finally gave it back. This guy wasn't up to any good. I suspect he was responsible for those empty bags out back, too. But he lied to me about where it had been when he finally gave it back. So I, you know, I have my suspicions. I hope that they follow through and make sure that this guy is not handling luggage anymore.
And what happens now? Did they, you know, give you a bunch of frequent flyer mileage like Southwest is doing? Because every airline seems to be in repair mode right now, reputation repair mode.
Yeah, well, I heard Southwest was giving people who it has damaged over the holiday 25,000 miles. United has been much less generous with me. They offered me 10,000 flyer miles. So I think that's enough for part of a domestic trip. I don't know. I was a little surprised that they were so stingy with, given that I had to, you know, spend a week tracking my own bag and recovering it from an apartment.
And is that how long it took? A full week?
Well, almost. I arrived on Wednesday. I got my bag back Monday. But during that time, I visited the complex four times. I spent these hours on hold and talking with United reps, and I was stressed out. I know a lot of people feel that way. Everyone there with lost bags. It resonated with people because it is stressful and upsetting to know that your belongings are being mishandled or you're being lied to about it. You know, it's not a fun place to be.
Right. Well, thank you for sharing your story. I don't know that you'll be using those 10,000 miles, or at least you'll do carry-on, right?
Oh, yeah. Anytime you can, do carry-on, lock your bags if you're checking them, get an AirTag or a tracking device. There are a lot of things I would do differently. Never let them hand it to a third-party company. But I'm glad that there's been so much attention. At least in this case, they had to apologize and investigate. I wish everyone else had the same resolution. Good luck, Valerie, everyone.
After listening to your story, I'm investing in a $25 AirTag. I've decided now I will never put my luggage on a plane again without one. So thank you for joining the Lisa Dent Show, and I'm glad you got your luggage back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Steve has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.